Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and if you would like to reach us, visit RoyMatlock.com. Junior.com, and you can get all of our free downloads to help you move forward. And one of the first downloads that I would encourage you to go to is to get the budget download. And in there also, we have previous radio shows and podcasts and that talk about setting the budget up. And so we're doing a review, kind of a year toward the year end review, and getting on track. And I would encourage you to, if you're working with someone or if you're not working with someone, to get with somebody that knows what they're doing, and let's get a plan in place. And so that's what I do. I've been doing this for many, many, many years, doing it on the radio, doing it on a podcast and seminars and all those different things. And because I believe that education is important, I think it's very important. And if you are listening right now, I want to compliment you for listening, because, hey, the more educated you are, the better decisions you can make and the better off you're going to be. You know, when it comes to our finances, you know, really you think about your family, your finances, and your health. I mean, that's what it's all about. And if you can get your finances straight, hopefully I can help you do that. That'll help you do some of the other things. So what are defensive strategies? So we've got about 10 of them that I kind of listed. You know, the first one's a budget. Then the next one is understanding debt and what is good debt and bad debt. We have an emergency fund. We buy the right life insurance. We have an estate plan. Number six would be all types of health coverage. That would be health insurance, health savings plan, disability income, something that would involve long-term care in the event that you go in a nursing home at an older age or whenever that may be. We have liability coverage to keep us from, in the event we get, you know, some type of accident and sued. Another defensive strategy is proper asset allocation. What that means is you know, there's irritations at retirement, and one of the big irritations would be to lose your money in the market. And so asset allocation does that. You've got another defensive strategy for income as you retire. Those are annuities that provide you lifetime income. And one last one that I would encourage every one of you to do, if you bought a home over the last several years, you probably have seen a lot of appreciation in that home. Go and get an equity line of credit. That's a big emergency fund, and that'll help you to, in the event you go have any kind of problem, let's say you lose a job, you can't go get that line of credit. But if you have that line of credit before, while you're working, that gives you an extra little added emergency fund. So those are defensive strategies. So let's get into a few tips on step number one, which is setting up a budget. So when I tell people to set up a budget, the first thing that I do is I tell them to set up, if you're married, you would have three bank accounts. If you're single, you would have two bank accounts, and these would be checking accounts. And here's how it would work. We would have one account, which is called a draft account. And the draft account is all of the recurring bills, and all of your money goes into it. So if you are married, you would have all your money going into one account. And that's called the draft account. And that draft account, you'd set up all your automations. And what I mean by automations, you know, get your house payments set up to automatically draft, get your electric bill. You do it for two reasons. One, it's convenient. You don't pay late fees when you do all that kind of stuff. And so what that allows you to do is automate your life. So what we're doing is this whole mindset of building a financial plan is to automate what we call the FIN. The FIN is the financial independence number. We want to automate it. And how do we automate it? Well, we start out, we say, well, our goal is this, and we want to have this much cash at this point in time, all right? So it will generate this much income, which will allow us to quit and not worry that we're going to run out of money. And so what we do is we come up with that number, and then we automate the number. How do you automate it? Well, you automate it just like spending money, meaning paying your bills. You set it up on automatic draft. You do the same thing when it comes to investing money. So you might set up an automatic checking account draft. Anytime I set up Roth IRAs for people or any type of savings plans, I always try to get them to do this, and that is to set up a monthly draw against their checking account. One day you will get used to saving money, and you absolutely have set yourself up for success. And the way you set it up, it's called pay yourself first. I have people that are in different type of commission-only businesses, and I tell them, I said, look, we need to get you on a regular monthly investment for retirement. And they said, well, my income is not regular. And I said, well, I understand that. Have you worked that arrangement out with the electric company and the mortgage company that you just pay when you make money? And they're like, no. I said, so you're paying everybody else first, but you're not paying yourself first. So I don't care what you're doing. The key is to set up an automatic draft. And I started one. That was the key element to everything. I set up a draft out of my checking account. I got my first mutual fund in 1985, putting $50 a month in. And then the next thing you know, I'd add more and add more and add more and just bump my draft. And so we set up an account called the draft. We then, from the draft account, we pay all of our bills out. All of our income goes in there. And then we have two more accounts if you're married, one more if not. And that's where you transfer money weekly for your weekly expenses. And so on Sunday, you move however much money over there. So now what's happening is the following Sunday, if you are out of money in your other account, your weekly spending account, then you just go home and you're done. And that way you're living within the budget. Now, inside of that draft account, it should grow. And the reason it's going to grow is because you are putting all your money in there and you're setting aside what we call future purchases in there. And the way we do that is we figure out when we're going to need to buy a new car. And we say it's $200 a month for the next however many years. So that's going to build up in there. And so that draft account's going to get big. And then when you have something that has to happen, you'll pull from that. So that's a simple budget. We can help you on that. You can go to RoyMountlikeJr.com, get all the forms. You have a debt reduction plan. That would be a defensive strategy. If you have good debt versus bad debt, what is good debt? Good debt is you can afford it. Good debt is it's tied to something that goes up in value, and it's got a good interest rate on it. That's generally what happens. When you have something that has value, you can get a pretty good interest rate on it. You can afford it. So guess what? That's good debt. Bad debt is you can't afford it. The rates are high, and it's tied to a depreciating asset, all right, credit cards, things like that, car payments, stuff like that. So what I would suggest you do is lay out your debt and say good debt or bad debt, number one, and then after I do that, make a decision to get rid of the bad debt, all right? And you can even have debt that is somewhat good debt, but it's bad because you can't afford it. Maybe you buy something, maybe you bought a house you couldn't afford. Well, just do something about it, all right, if that makes sense. So anyway, then we have an emergency fund. That's a money market account. We set up 3 to 6 months of expenses. If you have one income household, then I probably would have 6 months. Money markets now, right around this time, are getting, if you have a money market mutual fund, some around 4%. So you're getting a little something on it. And that allows you to keep from going in debt. So if you have some emergency come up, you've got something you can do about it. Then you go to life insurance. You've got different types of life insurance. Really, there's like three. There's term insurance. There is what is called a permanent or indexed universal life insurance. That's a different type of plan. We'll cover and talk about that. And then you have final expense. So what we do is we go in and we say, hey, life insurance, what's it for? Well, if term insurance is for income protection, that's what it's for. So we go in and we buy a big term policy, maybe for 15, 20, 25 years, depending on how long you're going to work to replace a potential lost income. You might buy a index policy to add to as a permanent policy to where it would be for final expenses later. And so all these different things come into play in your financial plan. So we're going through defense. I would encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com and look at all the free resources we have and schedule a time. We'll do a short phone call. with you and help you get started. We'll be right back.